Tropical cyclone Lua is expected to cross Australia's northwest coast a little later today, packing winds of up to 200 kilometres an hour. There are some very real concerns that the Category 3 system could strengthen to a Category 4 as it nears the coast between Broome and Port Hedland. Communities to the east of Port Hedland are on red alert. Lynn Bryant of the Fire and Emergency Services Authority in the town spoke to our reporter in Perth, David Webber.
From Wallal to Port Hedland, we're currently under red alert. People have to be indoors, are not permitted to go outside at all until the red alert is lifted. That means that the cyclone is imminent for arrival at this area. Expected to cross the coast around midday.
What is the expectation? How far away will the eye of the cyclone be from Port Hedland, for instance?
Well, at the moment, they're anticipating that it will cross the coast between Wallal and Padu, a little under halfway to Broome from here. So it won't actually hit Hedland itself. It will be going between Wallal and Padu.
Is it windy there now? What's it like at the moment?
It's gusty. The wind has picked up a little, yes, but it's not severely strong at the moment here.
There's also often a rush on groceries. Has that happened?
Yes, actually, we were in the shopping centre on Thursday night and the queues were quite long. And Friday morning was much the same. People were stocking up on the necessities like water and tinned food and things like that, and fruit and vegetables.
Are resources on standby in the areas south of Port Hedland to be rushed in if necessary?
We sent two SES crews have been deployed from Karratha. Five personnel have gone to Marble Bar. Five were on their way to Nullagine but were unable to land and were diverted to Newman. They've been loaned two four-wheel vehicles to enable them to drive to Nullagine early tomorrow morning. Port Hedland SES have been delivering storm damage equipment to Marble Bar. And they're back in town now. We have six Armidale SES personnel who are currently in Broome, and they may be deployed south if required once the cyclone has crossed. Newman SES has delivered 12 drums of Jet A1 fuel to Nullagine. That's in case we need to send choppers in for whatever reason, and it's to enable them to fuel up and move around the place. So, yes, everything's in order, just waiting for the effects of the cyclone now.
That's Lynn Bryant of the Fire and Emergency Services Authority in Port Hedland speaking there to AM's David Webber.